have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning, and how are y'all? You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question is a doozy. The biblical question, is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament? Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament? An amazing question, and I really appreciate the feedback about this question. A lot of people responded, and it's very, very interesting. Very interesting. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and doing whatever it is you're doing, and you just got to move about, but you would still like to listen to the show as it is happening, right in front of your face, you can. The listen line is working again, I am told. It's back up. It was on their end, so I don't know yet why they were having problems. But you can podcast and still listen to the show on your phone anywhere in the world by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. That's the listen line, and it is back up. I have been told this morning. We have everywhere that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're, and you can to have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's amazing. And I appreciate your support. It is Thursday.
Can I get an amen?
Oh, Lord. It is Thursday. Is that from A.I. James, or did he find it somewhere else? Is it from A.I. James or somewhere else? Is it? Oh, okay. I'm asking about a story here. I'm talking to James in my headset. Hake in my headset. It's Thursday. And not only is it amazing because it's Thursday, it's amazing because we love the Bible Thumpers. And every Thursday, we take all calls, but every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Are you ready? Are you ready? I don't feel your face. Are you ready? Are you
ready? Yeah. Bible Thumper Thursday. Amazing. Question. For those men and women around the world who really and truly you're like tired of living the way you've been living and feeling and acting the way you've been acting. You've been tired and fed up with running. You finally want to sit down and let the sheriff catch you. You want to turn yourself in. So you can truly discover that you've been pardoned. All of your sins have been wiped away. You've been forgiven 2,000 years ago. Just imagine 2,000 years ago, you were pardoned, and here you are in your teens, in your early 20s, in your early, all through your 30s, all through your 40s, all through your 50s, your 60s, your 70s, your 80s, your 90s, your 100s. And for those who are fortunate enough to get to 110, you've been living as a sinner. You've been vicious and nasty and evil and moody and afraid and jealous and revengeful and gossipy, uncertain of who you are, worried. You've been living in your mind as a sinner, as a slave. And your viciousness and every human being on the planet until he or she start to truly work on themselves and see what's going on with self is a vicious person, nasty, and they have no love at all. Do you know that vicious people call emotions love? Do you know that? They say, I love you. They say that to their children and their relatives, and they hate their children, and they hate their lion, they hate their relative, they hate their friends. Because they're vicious and mean and nasty and evil. Where will you, as an individual, truly see what's going on in you? You see how you are. You're moody. You're happy. You're moody. And as soon as someone disagrees with you or don't believe like you or act like you, your viciousness comes out. As soon as they don't agree with you, your viciousness comes out, even to your children. But you call it love, or you blame them or someone else for the way you feel. And it's in every human being. It's in everyone, because everyone is born of the flesh of the woman. It's in everyone. Fear. And you're so vicious that you blame it on someone else and you protect it. And you go out and yell at other people. You're moody with other people. And you say that they made you feel that way. And then you cry. And then you're sad. And then you're lonely. And your kids are screwed up. Family ships are screwed up. Relationships are screwed up because both sides are vicious. And neither is willing to see what's going on within themselves so they can overcome. What you see in the world, what you see on the streets, what the fights and the arguments and the blame and the loud noises that every human being, vicious human being, uses as a weapon. Noise, loud noise is a weapon. And they use it. They use the weapon in the mind to condemn you and blame you, and they use the weapon of noise to try to destroy you, to hurt you, because they don't want to see the viciousness in themselves. This is hell on earth. And the most difficult thing for the average person to do is to be still and see what's happening with self. They won't just finally stop and say, you know what, this can't be coming from someone else. All these emotions, all these ups and down feelings, all these worries about past or future or ambitions and what I have and don't have, what I want, all this pretending to love one another, you know it ain't working. But you won't overcome. Some are, and that's for sure. There are males and females who are truly working on themselves. It's a spiritual battle, and it's happening within you. Just think about this, really, for those men and women who want to overcome. Everything you think and feel, whether it's so-called good feeling or bad feeling, which are both the same, everything you think and do is in you. And it's difficult for the average person to see that what I'm thinking right now about this person or that person, what I'm trying to do to this person or that person, is happening in me. I'm trying to hurt somebody else or deceive someone else. It's in me. It's not outside of you. Isn't that amazing? But you won't see the depths of what's going on in you. You won't see the depths of what's happening in you. Isn't that amazing? The hardest thing in the world for human beings to do is to see the depths of the darkness, of the viciousness that's in you. But, oh boy, if you were to just, for the rest of your time on earth, be aware of what's happening in you, I'm telling you, you don't know. You don't know, because words can't express. You don't know that the healing will come and the peace that you will have within yourself. You can finally live with you. The average person cannot even live with themselves. They're not relaxed and comfortable with self. So they get high. They get drunk. They got to go and get a thrill. A thrill of hurting someone or sexual thrill or some type of thrill of judging. Or watching a movie for a thrill rather than to enjoy the movie. You won't sit still. I suggest to people all the time, and some are doing it, and you can see the change in their life. Hey, do the silent prayer, be still, so you can see what's going on in you. It's in you. Christ even said, it's in you. Christ said that the depths of hell, some people, somewhere in the Bible talks about going to hell. And you think that hell means outside of you. And so you don't see the hell in you. And all of your life, you try to avoid hell. But you don't want to die and go to hell, but you're living in hell. Your emotions are hell. The so-called love, which is hate, is not love. That's hell. Just think about it. Be honest with yourself. You only love somebody as long as they're loving you or pleasing you or appeasing you. Your own children. You don't love your children if they don't do what you tell them to do. Isn't that amazing? You love them as long as they're obeying you, as long as they're taking care of you in your old age. Look what happened when your son or your daughter tell you in your old age, no, you can't come live with me. Look, see how much you love them then. But you lie and say you love. You don't love your own children. Look how many adult children are stuck with their old parents, dragging them around on wheelchairs. They're living with you. If you're not married, they're driving you crazy because they make you feel guilty that you don't take care of them. You don't call mama. Where were you all day? You didn't text me. You only let them go free. But you say you love. Dating couples. If you don't do what they say, they break your lights out, smash your car, and they call that love. I'm destroying your automobile, breaking out your headlights because I love you on your car. I do. You love somebody else. You don't love me. I love you. That's why I'm hurting you. You lied to yourself. You could be free. You absolutely can be free, or you can spend the rest of your time being a vicious, nasty, evil person, male or female, religious or non-religious. James, it's Bible Thumper Thursday. James 1, verse 2 to 3 says, my brethren, consider it a cause of great joy whenever you endure various trials. For you know that the testing of your faith will develop perseverance. I dare you to go through this hell and endure the trials that comes going through hell. You're afraid. What will happen to me if I go through this? I'm scared to go through hell. This ain't too long. It's too painful. I promise you, if you can endure and overcome the hell that's in you, the hell that's in other people, you won't even think about. whether they love you or not, it wouldn't even bother you. It wouldn't even be part of your thinking. You'll be dating or married or have friends or not. You would never think about if they love you or not. It wouldn't even cross your mind. You would never have to ask your wife or your husband, ladies, or your girlfriend, guys, or your boyfriend, ladies, do you love me? You would never have to ask. It wouldn't even occur to you to ask that dumb question. Isn't that amazing? But because you're separated from love that comes from above, somebody has to always prove to you that they love you. Poor, pitiful person you are. Look like, and I understand because everyone is asleep and don't know it until they start to truly wake up. And you're like, wow, I didn't know I was asleep. What? Because if you were not asleep, you would think, why was I asking, do you love me? What is that? Why? And then if they don't act the way and love me and be the way, and then I know they don't love me. Because they didn't spend money on me or time with me or return my calls or my texts or whatever. You poor, pitiful souls. And someone they point the way back to the source of love, which is above and in you, but you reject that. No, I'm waiting until the end times, you say. I'm waiting until Jesus come down from the clouds. I read in Revelation that one day Jesus is going to come back again through the clouds, something like that. I think they're waiting for the clouds to burst open. And oh, what a glorious day. I was like, what the? When he has already returned and he's already in you. Everything you want and looking for is within and not without. But you're waiting for revelation, you say, not knowing that it is over, it's finished, it's done, it's already happened. You're like some of the Jews, and you're mad at the Jews for waiting on Jesus, and you up there waiting on Jesus. But you call yourself a different religion. What a sad way to live, huh? And then we're all created by God, right? Everybody. We're put here by God. And you fight each other like you're enemies and not brothers and sisters. But you fight and kill and rob and rape and murder and accuse and attack and gossip and vicious with your own brothers given to you or put here by God. Human beings treat each other like animals. It's bad and it's getting worse. The children are out of control. Because the adults are out of control. They are not the light of the world. They are the darkness of the world, and the children are growing up and being born and growing up in darkness. What a sad way to live. But I understand, you have a right. God is not going to interfere with your life. He gave it to you. He said, do what you want with it. You live in prison or you live freely. It's up to you. Choose life or death. And 99.99999% of people have chosen death. And they call death life. I have sat before you life and death. Choose life. But you tell God, I don't want no life. I want death and call death life. I want my misery, you say. I want my pain. I want my thoughts because I want death. I want my loneliness. And I dare you, God, to try to help me. So he's like, okay, I'm not going to help you. My bad. You've chosen death and you call it life. You call your thrills life. But who, Jesse, will I be if I don't have the thrills, the emotions? There are people who are so lost and so evil, they think righteous anger exists. They call it evil good. I'm being mean to you because I'm being righteous. I got righteous anger. I'm judging you because I got righteous anger. Can you get any wickeder, evil, or vicious than that? You think, as a human being, you have righteous anger because somebody told you that. Or maybe you read it somewhere in the Bible. There's nothing in the Bible that says right anger is righteous. Righteous anger. But you claim it because somebody said it. Just because I said it, don't mean I meant it. When will you know for yourself? You know. The book, Bible, and some aspects of it, point you back to you. It points you back to you. But you still won't look at you because somebody told you the Bible is infallible, one of those ways, and you believe it. Now you walk around with the Bible talking about how infallible, and you're still lost. You're holding an inflatable book in your hand that you say is inflatable. You read it, you study it, you write it, you quote it, and you're still lost. Your little inflatable book is not even working. You make the book sound more holy than you. James 1:20 says, the anger of a man does not produce the righteousness of God. Men and women, your anger is not producing the righteousness of God. You've been lied to. And you believe it. And no one can convince you that there's no such thing as righteous anger in human beings. Someone tried to tell you, that's not true. The Word said it. It ain't in the Word. But for those men and women who are working on themselves, and they are around the world, you stay with it. Give the finger to the world. Let the world go. You can't help anybody. Stop trying. But don't judge them. It's enough to know that they're lost and can't see. And so that way you don't judge them. You protect yourself, but don't judge. I have some sound bites, but I'm not sure yet if they're real or what it is. I can't promote them yet. I want to go to Paul, a first-time caller out of Ohio. Paul, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, what's up, man?
All is well, Paul.
Listen, I'm really concerned about, like this world right now and the children that are being poisoned, and I want to say by Democrats, that they take the mind of a child, they whisper and plant a seed in their head, and then those other little children go and plant the same seed, and that the poison just spreads. And I'm wondering, why is there so much Satanism? Is it because the left is doing it? Is Hollywood promoting gays and all this weird stuff that's happening where boys think they're women? Like, what is happening? What is your take?
Hold on, Paul. Let me take a quick break. I didn't realize we were that close to the break.
All
hold
right.
on, all right. 888-7753-773. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
And for your love, you see the forgotten, you stand in their pain, you shoulder to shoulder with all who find in their way, in every season, through every song. You hear the cries of the broken. God, won't you come and open up those heavenly gates? Those heavenly gates. We cry justice, freedom come. Open up those heavenly gates. Yeah, those heavenly gates. We cry for mercy and for your love. For your love, let your kingdom come, let your will be done on earth as we see it in heaven. Let your kingdom come, let your will be done on earth as we see it in heaven. Let your kingdom come, let your will be done.
Bible Thumper Thursday. Couple announcements. No hate report again. I'm not going to mention no more hate report until Hate is coming back to do his show. He will be back. He'll be back. So the American Anchor Baby is at 9 instead of 11. And the American Anchor Baby said, you know what, I'm starting to enjoy 9. So I don't know which hour Hate may come back on. What the? From 9 to 11, the American Anchor Baby. After my show today. And then the men's forum tonight. It is the first Thursday of the month. Men's forum at 7 p.m., the first Thursday of every month. And then the third Thursday is for the ladies at 7 p.m., all right? A brand new episode of The Fall Estate tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, and the creek don't rise. I had an interesting discussion with Jason Scoop. And he is a stand-up comedian and Donald Trump impersonator.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Is it harder being a comedian now or easier for you?
I'm there to please them, but on my own terms.
Right.
But I like fool the dumb liberals through the humor.
Right on. Are you afraid of the blacks?
In terms of comedy, I like black crowds. If they like you, they'll start running around the room doing backflips and stuff.
Black people are something else. Jesus died on the cross for you?
Yes.
What the? Amazing. The Fall Estate tomorrow at 11 a.m. Friday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Also, You can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. Also, like these videos. I forget to tell you that. Like the videos. Let me go back to Paul. I had to put him on hold there. First time caller out of Ohio. And so, Paul, you want to know why the Democrats and liberals screwed up the children, right?
Yeah, like, why are they pushing Satanism right. when it's so prominent nowadays? Like, that's never heard of. Even when I was young, I'm 55, and
how old are you?
55.
Okay. Let me ask, and you said that you're concerned about it.
Yeah.
And why 100%. Are you, how do you know you're concerned about it?
Because I see little children. Okay, first off, my niece yesterday, this is what threw me in a flip. She kept saying to her mom, I like Satan. She kept saying it. I said, what is she saying? And she told me, I said, whoa. I was like, Riley, you need to show her Jesus. She said, how do I explain someone that's not there? I was like, you show her pictures. I was like, explain that this man right here was ostracized by the Jews, hated by the Jews, and killed by his own people, and died for our sins. He got on the cross, carried all this hatred and stuff for you and all your sins, and died for your sins. As he showed him,
how old is she?
This little girl is like 3 and a half.
Oh, you wanted her to tell a little girl all that?
Well, when my daughter was young, all I did was preach.
So what now?
When my daughter was that age, all I did was just pound in her head, Jesus died for our sins.
How old is she?
God is our heavenly Father. She's 26 now.
How did she turn out?
She turned out great. She's an occupational therapist, getting married soon. She's got a great job. I mean,
I know, but how does she turn out? Not what she does, but
she turned out great. She's respectful of her parents, respectful of others.
Why would you tell this little girl or anyone that the Jews killed Jesus when it's not true?
Wait, the Jews didn't kill? Who killed Jesus then?
Romans.
The Romans killed Jesus?
Yeah, because they hated the fact that Jesus was waking up the people and they were losing control over the people. And as a result, the president of Rome had him killed. Why would you tell anyone, this little kid, a lie?
Oh, my God. Wait, Jesse, just like the freaking Israel did to Charlie Kirk. Same thing.
Paul.
Yeah.
Why would you tell your little kids a lie? How is that going to help them?
Okay, wait, but Jesse, weren't the Jews complicit? Weren't they complicit in killing Jesus?
No. I don't know what this is me, but
like they were a part of it.
There were those preacher Jews who didn't want Jesus to wake up the people because they didn't want to lose control over the people either. They wanted to make the people the rabbis. Thank you, dear. It was the rabbis who disagreed with Jesus, but it was and so when the Romans killed Jesus, they were not against it because they wanted to control the people in the same way the preachers do today, the Christians and the rabbis. But it was Roma who did it. It wasn't the Jews. So why would you lie to your kids like that?
Wait, Jesse, just one more quick question because I know you know this. Wait a minute. So the rabbi Jews could have saved Jesus. Is that what you're saying?
No. I'm saying they were just like the teachers today. They don't want the truth about Jesus to be told because they don't want the people to know the truth. So they're telling the people all kinds of things. And that's why they yell when someone says, no, it's not true, because they don't want the people to wake up. No different than it is today. So why would you tell your children that?
I cannot believe, Jesse, you literally just taught me something. It was just misinformation. I thought the Jews were the ones who said, we don't want him freed. we want him dead. And the Roman said, okay, we're going to do that because you guys have high power.
Where'd you get that from?
I watched it on a movie.
A movie?
Yeah, I seen it on The Passion of Christ or something.
What the?
So, see, Hollywood is influential, man. They can lie to you, and you spread the lies.
How about those rabbis and the Jews who loved Jesus? They believed him. They loved him. Do you ever talk about that?
No, because here's my thing. I don't know a lot about...
Your phone is screwing up.
Oh, yes. I don't know a lot about the Bible itself.
So why are you teaching something you don't know anything about?
Because I'd rather preach something that I do... I do know a little bit about.
But you're looking at a movie. Your information is coming from a movie, and the movie is not right.
Yeah, but Jesse, would you rather me say, yeah, Satan's cool, or just say, hey, follow Christ? I know that's the better path.
I would heard suggest about you be a limited example of it. And because little 3 years old don't even need to hear about that. Why would you tell a 3 year old that, and they don't even understand what you're talking about, but. Rather than telling the three-year-old that, why do you correct the three-year-old mother so that the mother can drop her anger, be of love, and the kids will see God through her?
That's a good point. But when that little girl...
No, that was a good question. Why aren't you correcting the mother rather than deceiving the child?
Well, I did say, listen, if she keeps saying I'm going to smack you, so I thought I could correct her that way, but she just didn't respond to the violence. So I think when a little girl saying she loves Satan, that just got me worried. So I said,
who
I'm
said
Jesse
the mother
Lee
told
Peterson.
The daughter that she's going to smash her?
I said I was going to smack her. She don't set her kids straight.
You told her you're going to smack the mother?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the love in that? What do you give you the right to do that?
My mom always said when she whips us that there's love in it because it sets us on the right path.
Your mother was lying.
She probably was, but I never raised a hand on my kids, I'll tell you that.
But look, you just like your mama. Well, let me go back to something that you said. You said why the Democrats and the liberals are doing this to the children, right?
Yeah.
But it's not just the Democrats and the liberals. It's the conservatives and the moderates and the socialists. It's the Christians and everybody deceiving the children. Why aren't you concerned about that? Why do you think it's just one side deceiving the children?
Well, listen, I think it is one side for the fact that...
Why?
Because I have not seen in my experience right now with the friendship circles I have, they're mostly conservatives, and they don't teach that nasty stuff saying, oh, it's okay to be who you are. If you feel like you're a girl, you can be a girl. I have not seen that on my side,
right.
but I've seen it on the left, though.
I guarantee you, if you were to tell the right, your friends and everybody the truth, like they need to stop judging, they'll turn on you immediately. Because all the thing that the right is doing, they're judging the left, but in their hearts, they're wicked. They have no love.
Yeah,
if
but
you don't have love, you don't have anything.
Jesse, if you took a stand right now, and if you were to put, now this is my question, if you were to put a number on percentage-wise, Democrats versus conservatives, where is the moral path higher, with the conservatives or the moral path higher with the Democrats and liberals?
They're both the same.
They're exactly the same?
Yeah. Republicans, conservative people turn on each other just like liberals turn on each other, and then they turn on the conservative. And then the conservatives turn on each other, and then they turn on the Democrat. They're both the same. Evil. There's no good in them. They don't even know what moral values are because they have them made up in their mind, And whatever you think values are, you're wrong about it. We don't, of ourselves, we don't know the truth. We have to return to the truth, and the truth will work through us. Then we would know the truth. But knowing good and evil makes you evil, not make you right.
Not make you right. Where do you see this world headed in, just say, 5 years? What do you think? Where would we be in 5 years in your estimated guess?
I don't know where we're going to be in 5 years, but I do know that it's going to get worse on Earth because human beings are evil. There is no love. It's like you don't even have love for this lady you want to smack about her daughter.
Oh, you know, I was thinking, you know.
What the? Where's the love in that?
Well, I figured, you know, you smack them around a little bit, just like the olden days, you know, daddy gets out the whip, you know, you strain up, you know.
But that didn't help you.
Yeah, that didn't help. Yeah, you're right.
So why would you want to do to others what was done to you and it did not help you? Why do you want to do the same thing? And why do you lie to yourself that it works when it doesn't work? Why do you do that?
Well, it says in the Bible, do unto others as they
That's
do unto
the
you.
That's not the question. Why your fool whooping you and smacking you did not work?
Well, you know why? Because it made me angry.
Right. So why would you want to do the same thing to others?
I don't know, man. I figure it would, like, then we don't get beta males running around.
But why would you do the same thing to others when it was done to you? It only made you angry. It didn't help you. Why would you do the same thing to others?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe because lessons you learn better that way.
You didn't learn better that way. Why do you think it's going to work for someone else?
Well, I think if it works a little bit when you get scared, when someone says, "Oh, Daddy's coming home," and you know you're going to get the whip, you're going to strengthen out
Paul,
pretty good.
It didn't work for you. Why would you think it's going to work for your children or this lady and her kid? Why, I'm asking, why do you think it's going to work if it didn't work for you? It only made you angry. It didn't make you better. Why do you think it will work for anyone else?
Well, I'm Arab, 100% from Syria. So I think our DNA is like, you know, we're ramped
Paul,
up.
Paul, you're we not answering my question.
We don't give up. I think it would work. The beatings would work for, you know, like
it has never worked for anyone since mankind existed. Why do you think it could finally work?
Well, I mean, we've never really put it to the test. Oh, I'll tell you what.
You were put to the test. You've been put to the test, and it didn't work.
Jesse, actually, if you look back, before the government got involved in saying no more whipping your kids, when people were whipping their kids, people were straightened out. There weren't
no. They weren't.
Oh, yes, they
oh,
were.
No. Paul, let me ask, because of time, and I got a bunch of calls I want to get to. Have you forgiven your mother for the way she treated you?
Of course.
Did you tell her?
Of course I did, because she's really, I think she's got her days numbered. I always tell her, Mom, everything you did as you were, you know, being a mom, I was like, I love you for it. I was like, you were great. I was like, Dad, I remember Dad whooping you and doing all this stuff and whooping us. And then he passed away. Dude, I was like five. And
Paul,
she did her best.
Why haven't you forgiven your mother for the way she treated you?
I did forgive my mother.
No, you didn't. You told her you loved her and you lied to her. You gave her excuses by telling her, I understand Dad beat you, but you don't know that your father beat her because she is evil and he didn't know how to handle her.
No, he knew how to handle her. My mom wasn't evil. He was evil. He was mentally ill. We found it out later.
Your mother's mentally ill, too.
Oh, my dad was. My mom was a saint.
Your mother was what?
My mom is a saint. She raised six kids all on her own, not speaking the language in this country, came here through the front door. Made a good place for me and my
and still she beat
sibling.
You.
No, the dad beat us.
Amazing. Paul, I got to run. Thanks for your call.
Jesse, you're the best. Peace and love, brother.
All right, buddy. I appreciate you. 888-777-5373. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Lori bought a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Hey, Jesse, BQ answer.
Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament?
No difference in God. God is unchanging and he don't play with evil. God wasn't mean. He washed the earth because evil took over and people didn't have a way out of hell yet. God didn't change. He loves us and simply made a way for us to be free in the New Testament. Thanks, Jesse.
Amazing. I appreciate your response. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Luke, 3 coffees. Jesse, I have a new book idea for you. It's titled, You Are Fat, Black, and Angry.
Thank you. Amazing.
Someone, 3 coffees. Do the layers of ego death end?
Yes. But you got to do it. Don't worry about when. Don't worry about if. Don't worry about anything. Just stay present and let it happen, and it will happen. But you got to be committed to being still and allow life to do its work for you. Amazing. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Gregatron, hey, take your time with this one. Press 1 in the chat if you love JLP. 2 if you love Punchy. 3 if you love the Reverend Peterson. 4 if you love the amazing Tar Baby. 5 if you love the Great Black Hope. 6 if you love all of the above.
Amazing. Thank you for your support.
So, Tom, 3 coffees, BQ answer.
Tom and Lacamo, is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament?
There is no difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament. The only thing that was different was the people's perception of God.
Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Kevin S., very generous. Tithing using Cash App. Bond at JLP on Cash App.
Thank you, Kevin. Kevin S., I appreciate it. Thank you.
VMST80, thoughts anyone has about God of the Old Testament versus New Testament? Thoughts about that are lies. What God did in both Testaments is...
And this responded to the biblical question?
It doesn't... I think it's related to the biblical question, but he's
not responding.
Yeah, I don't think that he's responded.
Go ahead.
What God did in both Testaments is in the past, and the God of now is the only true God. Just stay focused on the present. Does Derek agree? Asks VMST80.
Amazing. Thank you.
Raphael Blondie.
I don't know, but thank you.
With a cute fox thing with tags and a bullhorn saying, good luck.
Who's that?
Sticker. Raphael Blondie.
Amazing. Thank you.
Hopefully I'm pronouncing it correctly. JV the Great, question. Are you under the impression that the book of Revelation already happened and Jesus has already returned? I watched someone else's video and they feel the same way and provide historical evidence and information for it.
Not only am I not under the impression of it, I know he's returned and I know he's in me as he is in you. But the people are waiting because they've been told to wait. What? Thank you. Absolutely.
VMST80 with another. Those who spare the rod hate their children, and those who love them are diligent to discipline. Proverbs 21:19. Every kid needs the rod once or twice. When the parent does it right, it works.
Amazing. I disagree, but okay. I know what you're saying and why you're saying it, too. But I appreciate it. Thank you.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And shout out to the Rumble crew. Thank you, Jules, and all the rest of the monthly supporter, Pure Blood Berserker. And all of you monthly supporters, T-Flying Monkey, over there on the Rumble crew on YouTube.
Thank you all. That's amazing. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Santino says, Jesse is so old, he remembers when the Dead Sea was just sick. LOL.
Older than dirt. God made me first, and then he made the dirt and the Red Sea that I may walk up on and swim in. Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that's all for now.
Thank you all. Amazing. I do appreciate it. I think we're coming to a break. It looks like I don't hear the music.
Pretty soon.
But not right now. Then.
I think it's happening. You hear that?
I hear it now. What the? I got to take a break. This hour is up. When I come back, straight to your call. Thank you for your support, Super Chatters and donors. I appreciate it. Hake News, not the fake news, is coming now. And I'll be back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
Some serious mess going on in this here all world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour one already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, y'all. And you can call in, although the lines are full right now. Okay? It's 4 minutes till the top of the hour here. A little less, actually. And JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll get to more of your super chats as they come in, all right? Not necessarily immediately as they come in, but as we see them, we will accumulate them and read them out and respond. Very nice, huh? And the lines are full, but you can call in every so often in case a line opens up, all right? Or, pro tip, as you hear JLP wrapping up with another caller. We'll get to more great stories. It is hate news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, says that investors are watching a jittery bond market. Another deadly attack has brought renewed attention to Minneapolis, Minnesota. Five people, I think, were, like, struck, including a couple of officers, one killed. At least that was the report that I read last night, yesterday afternoon, evening. I don't know if anybody else has succumbed to their injuries or what. President Trump's portrait is now on a $1 coin. Very cool, huh? Congratulations to our greatest president. Much deserved, much appreciated. He really loves the country, and we love him. The U.S. bond market is flashing warning signs whatever. The U.S. war with Iran, if you want to call it a war, is intensifying. Defense spending and the cost of oil, gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel are rising, they say, according to CNN. The energy spike adding to inflation worries. You scared? You worried? The bond market already nervous. Don't get nervous, man. Why are you nervous about America's $40 trillion debt? Wednesday, key Treasury market yielded influences, yield a key Treasury yield that influences borrowing costs across the United States climbed to its highest level in nearly 3 years. For everyday Americans, so-called, higher bond yields can make mortgages, car loans, and other forms of borrowing more expensive. So if you want to be in debt, now it may not be the best time because you're going to be wasting a bunch of money on the interest type stuff, right? Something like that. Mortgage rates have already climbed from 6% before the war to nearly 7%. But it can add hundreds of dollars, although it sounds like a small jump. All right? Whatever. Blah, 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 blah. If inflation stays elevated, the Federal Reserve may consider raising interest rates. All right? Squeezing borrowers even further. The deadly shooting leaves Minneapolis shaken. At least two people killed and multiple others injured, including three police officers. A shooter opened fire. Three officers injured. Wow, not just two, three. Somebody opened fire, a shooter did, at Minneapolis apartment building Wednesday. And so that was yesterday. The shooter's also dead. Motive remains unknown, so we'll see what happens, all right?
We'll see what the just 5 miles from Annunciation Catholic Church where a guy killed a couple of children. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP.
Stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E. Jesse, and my biblical question, a doozy. Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament? Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament? Amazing, huh? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, or wherever it is you're doing, you can listen on your phone and go walk, run, take the kids, wherever you got to take them, make breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and still be listening to the show as it is happening. You can podcast and listen on your phone. The listen line is working, I'm told, by calling 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. Buy me on coffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. It is.
Can I get an amen for that?
Amen, Bible Thump of Thursday.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Look at, turn around, look at these people. What? I got what I wanted from the Lord. I'll go back to Washington. Oh, yes, I will. I'm a Southern Baptist. They don't believe in tongues. But God said it. I want it.
Amazing. Bible Thumper Thursday. Human beings are evil. Every human being, everyone, until you forgive, admit the individual, gotta admit that they're wrong for being angry, for being judgmental. All angry people judges. It don't matter what politics, what side of the politics you're on, religion you belong to or don't belong to, color don't matter, male or female don't matter, rich or poor don't matter. Every human being is vicious and evil. All when you see that someone is angry, just know that's a vicious person. When they, like, love you 1 minute and hate you the next minute, that's a vicious person. Do what you want, but I'll take off. Don't trust an angry person. And when they tell you, I have righteous anger, you better contact Elon Musk and take a ride to outer space, because a righteous angry person is worse, way worse than a non-righteous anger person. They're both the same, but this righteous anger person has justified evil. I beat you because I'm righteous. I whoop you kids because I have righteous anger. I turn on you because I have righteous anger. There's no love in this world. And every human being thinks that what they think and believe is right. They think only their thoughts are right. And they dare you. They won't handle you coming up against that, because they're right. And they will attack you. And that's why we have trouble in the land. And this is around the world. That's why we have wars. Everyone thinks they're right. They think what they believe and think is right. Only them. And if you come up, disagree with that, you just started a war. You just started a war. What does your parents do, especially your mother, when you disagree? She beat you if you're a kid. She called the family up and tell them that you don't love her. After all I've done for her, after all I did for him, I loved them, I fed them. Their daddy beat me, and it was his daddy's fault, not my fault. It may be my fault. What a mess! Let me show you another quick example of pure evil. And this evil is due to the parents being evil and the teachers being evil, and the government being evil. And they passing it on to the children. The kids don't have a chance. And you wonder why the kids are fighting now and carrying on. Their parents are evil. Society is evil. And society is treating them that way. They don't see any light around them anywhere. And their light is being put out daily, minute by minute. Here's an example of pure evil. There's no love in this. Other than evil, there's no justification for this. It's pure evil. Fox 2 Detroit is reported. Listen to this, folks. If you think this is love, it's something wrong with you. You don't know what love is. I want to know what love is. I want you to show me. I want to feel what love is. This is evil. This is not love. And evil people always make up excuses. Have you noticed that angry, emotional people have nothing but excuses to justify what they think and do? Amazing, huh? They say, well, I'm a Christian. I'm better than you. Fox 2 Detroit. Listen to this. Detroit public schools are again using the attendance pay program. Middle school students who get perfect attendance for one week, will get $50 gift card. They're saying if little kids show up to class every day for 1 week only, according to this report, they get $50, a $50 gift card. if they attend classes, every class, they get a $50 gift card if they show up for 1 week, every day to class, right? And they get up to $500 if they attend every class that week on time. This is from Fox 2 Detroit and Fox and Friends.
Good morning, Jay and Erica. Yeah, it is back to school for students all across Metro Detroit, including right here where we have the largest district in the entire state. And yes, there is an extra incentive for Detroit students to get back to school. That is because it pays to attend a class. It is a very, very cool program that Detroit Public Schools Community District is once again taking a part in. Now, this doesn't start until January, but the district is once again offering its Perfect Attendance Pays program. That means that middle schoolers who get perfect attendance for a week will get a $50 gift card, and they could earn up to $500 if they attend every class that week on time. Now, high school students will get a $100 gift card for their perfect attendance for an entire week with a chance to make up to $1,000. And this whole idea is to increase enrollment and, of course, attendance at all Detroit public schools.
Middle schoolers can earn a $50 gift card each week for up to 10 weeks, so that could be $500. High schoolers can make $100 per week, up to $1,000 for those 10 weeks. So just for showing up to every class on time, after more than 60% of the district's students were chronically absent two school years ago.
That's evil. They're not saying if you... They shouldn't even get money for this reason, but they're not saying that if you pass the class, if you get an A or B on in your class, they're saying if you show up. If you show up, where's the love in that? How is that going to help the children? And the reason they want the kids to show up is because when kids show up to class, the school get more money, government funding. That's why they want them to show up, so that they can get more money for the school, for themselves, not for the kids. That's why they're not concerned about passing the grade or really knowing reading, writing, and arithmetic. It's about the money for the school. The more kids show up to class, the more money the school get. And the teachers are evil, administrations are evil, and the government is evil for giving them money to do that. And the parents are evil for sending their children to these schools knowing that the kids are just being used. The parents don't love their children. They want the children out of their way so they can go to work or whatever they do for thrills. And you wonder why the kids fight. Can you imagine telling a child, if you just show up, we're going to give you some money? Of course they're going to go and then go out and buy some pot. Or something stupid. And they'll make you sure you never become an individual. Isn't that amazing? Schools are not supposed to give you money unless you have a job with them, and going to class ain't a job. There's no love. And you wonder, you think one side is better than the other side. The right is no different than the left. They have no love. They turn on each other just like that. Christians turn on each other just like that. Catholics, it doesn't matter the religion. Allah U Abba people, just like that. Relationship, there's no love. And you don't even know. And you say, well, God is love. You don't even know that for sure because you have no love. You just repeated something you heard. And it's going to get worse. and you wonder why. And then the left look at the right and say, oh, you're trying to stop us from being free. And the right look at the left, oh, you don't have values. Like they have values. They have no love. According to the New York Post, over there in Colorado, a mob of about 500 teens, mostly aged 14 to 17, took over Colorado shopping complex this past Sunday. New York Post and NBC News.
500 unruly teens absolutely wrecked a Colorado shopping complex over the weekend, and it was all shockingly filmed for social media. Hundreds of teens gathered at the Hoffman Heights Shopping Center in Aurora, Colorado, for an unsanctioned sporting event organized by influencer Grady Farrick, a 22-year-old from Western New York who fancies himself a professional content creator with over 300,000 Instagram followers. The gathering quickly devolved into chaos, erupting into fights and damaging property, all of which were captured by rowdy teenagers screaming and egging on the wild behavior.
It's a staggering sight, a horde of hundreds of teens swarming this Aurora shopping center. Police say about 500 showed up, a meetup organized through social media. The chaos spilled into a nearby Burger King, teens jumping and breaking tables. Aurora police say more than 70 officers responded to the event and took several hours to restore order. Authorities now investigating social media posts to find out who is responsible. The Aurora police chief announcing in a statement, "This crossed the line from a gathering of young people into a police matter because of the behavior and criminal conduct of some of those involved."
Amazing. I promise you, looking at the children, you see how they're acting? You're looking at the parents. You're looking at the parents. If you want to know what the parents are like with their children, look at the children. When you're looking at the children, you're seeing the parents. And this, I promise you, you're seeing the parents. You're seeing the religious parents and the non-religious parents. You're looking at the parents. Children are a mirror of their parents. No such thing. Impossible. To be a good parent and have bad children. It's impossible. It can't happen that way. Good produces good. And evil produces evil. Good parents cannot produce bad children. That's a lie when you're told, well, the parents are so good. Why are the children so bad? Why you ask a question like that? Just say, oh, these parents are awful. You're looking at the parents. Down in Florida, and Florida's supposed to be a conservative state. It's no different. WPLG has reported that Broward County Sheriff's Office is investigating a fight between a man and middle schoolers outside of McDonald's. Watch this.
They basically jumped an older man. My children told me that it's a new trend that they're doing after school.
Friday, August 21st, outside this McDonald's in Dania Beach.
I don't know what happened inside the McDonald's. I just see this whole gang of kids, as you can tell in the video, and this one man. It's only one man.
This mom of two Olson Middle School students starts filming. She's picking up her children when this breaks out.
This lady's running for her life, an older woman. I mean, these kids are just attacking him, and you could tell he can't help himself.
What Look at that. They're kids. Just punching.
It's disgusting.
She can't believe what she's seeing. Middle school students.
Amazing. They black. And for the last 70 years or so, give or take, black people have not corrected themselves individually. They're blamed and blamed and blamed. So they stay one with evil, and this is what they're getting. They're producing this. These are middle schools. What grade is middle school, you know?
Up to grade 8, right?
I'm not sure. I just know first grade to the 12.
Yeah, but 6th to 8th grade.
Okay. Yeah, Derek, tell me.
I was going to say 5th to 8th, but yes.
6th to 8th. These are middle school black children. And you know who they're going to blame it on? Racism. Or what they're going to blame? White people. Who or what? They're going to blame it on slavery. They're not going to blame it on the parents when it is the parents and the liars that help cover it up. A report from an adult male suggests that the principal may have approached the student and initiated a physical confrontation.
The school, with this statement reading in part, "We understand that a video of this incident is now circulating on social media and is concerning. While the incident did not occur on school grounds or during the school day, we take any situation involving our students seriously.
And we
will continue to work closely with law enforcement regarding this matter. The safety and well-being of our students remain our highest priority." An adult male, says the principal, approached the students and initiated a physical confrontation outside of the restaurant.
I can't see that happening. He was basically begging to leave him alone.
Amazing, huh? It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. Not going to get better because human nature is evil. It's going to get better for the man or the woman who overcome evil, and you'll be able to live in this world because you won't be part of the hell. But it's not going to get better. James, I don't know what you're telling me. You're confusing me. God, we had to discuss about the female press, but now you're saying that again. James, confusing me about this story.
So that the witness woman disputes the statement by the principal. The female principal claimed that the man initiated the confrontation. But the female principal, it sounds like, wasn't even there, whereas this woman was there witnessing it. And she's like, "I don't know how that guy could possibly have started it."
Oh.
I would speculate.
Speculate.
I would speculate, because I know how these things often work, that I could picture kids going and telling the principal, "He started it." And the principal just repeats that.
Amazing.
Kind of like the hands up, don't shoot lie.
Or maybe they don't want, and I don't know, but maybe they don't want to blame the black kids.
Of course.
Because those little kids. Amazing, huh?
Vicious.
Human beings are vicious, young and old. Crystal is out of Illinois. Crystal, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Crystal.
Hi, Jesse. I had, this is my second time calling. I had called you like a couple years ago.
Okay.
You guided me to become the woman I am today.
I'm sorry?
I had called a couple years ago on how you helped me, guiding me to become the woman I am today.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
So basically I just want to say how I forgive my child molester.
Okay.
Okay, so let's just say I was like 10 years old and it was a family friend. And it went for some time. So then I could say that was an excuse. Why, not an excuse, but I could say why I started hating men at a very young age, where I just had hatred towards them. And then in my early 20s, since I'm 34 now, in my early 20s, I could still, like, oh, those thoughts will come in, and then I will start having panic attacks. or I'll lash out. Excuse me. So I'll start lashing out at my husband and use as an excuse that why I'm getting angry or why I will do the things I would do. So I could honestly say that it was based on one of your biblical questions why I was able to forgive, because I think the biblical question is, are you better than a child molester?
Yes. I remember that.
Yeah, so then I started reflecting on it, and I said, no, I'm not, because I had told you in the previous call that I also had an abortion. So then I'm here sitting down and I'm thinking to myself, who am I to think that I'm better than him if I also committed evil?
Yeah.
So then when I started reflecting on it, I'm like, I told myself I wouldn't want God to judge me for what I did in my fallen state, because now I understand that it wasn't me, but it was the evil spirit in me that drove me to do those things.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, since I understand now that... now that I'm not in the fallen state, I understand that, like, that I will never do that. And it makes me think, like, how was I able to do that? But I don't judge myself anymore for it. But since I was able to notice that it's also the evil spirit in him that made him drove those things, drove him to do those things to us, to me, then I was able to forgive him genuinely, because I was able to see that it was just, it's just those evil spirits in us, that it's not really him.
Amazing. Absolutely.
So then, yes, so it was thanks to your question. So therefore, I forgave. I genuinely forgave him, where I started noticing that those thoughts weren't coming in anymore. And when they will, when they did, I was able to ignore them, or it didn't have an effect at all no more. To the point where I started even questioning whether it was real or not. That's how. Yeah, that's how.
I understand. How,
yes, like I even told my husband, I'm like, man, I don't even know if it happened to me, but I know it did, because because it happened to both my sister and I at the same time.
Yes.
And then in my falling state, me and her, we would have these therapy sessions, just me and her. And then we'll like have our wine, and then we'll start talking about it, and then we'll start crying, and then we'll victimize ourselves by saying like, oh, you know, that's why I either beat up my husband. No, I'm just kidding. No. Why I'm so angry towards men, because of that reason, because we were victimizing ourselves because we went through something, and we were justifying our wrongdoing. So then I just had visited my sister. Well, and then she told me that she's going to therapy for it. And I just told her, oh, you know, I can help you save a lot of money. Just go and forgive. Like, I told her what happened, like, that I forgave. And then she started lashing out, where she punched me in my arm. She started crying. But I didn't judge her. I already understood that she wasn't ready for it.
Right.
So,
yeah.
So I let her suffer. And I was just thinking I could save her a lot of money, right?
But
I just wanted to say that through forgiveness, I was able to move forward, and I'm so glad I overcame that, because it was controlling my life.
Yes, Crystal, this is so deep and so refreshing and so beautiful. All I gotta do is say, amazing! It is truly amazing. When you truly forgive by seeing that it wasn't them, as it's not you and that caused you to do the things you do, you will forget. And when you tell the stories like you're making it up, like it really didn't happen, so because you're no longer attached to it, you have overcome it. This is amazing.
Thank you, Jesse.
Can you hold for 1 minute?
Yes.
All right, hold on. Amazing. You got to forgive, folks. Christ said of his enemies on the cross, forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. He was forgiving the people who put him on the cross. And you can't even forgive yourself. I'll be right back. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. God will shine his grace on thee. Amazing. Announcement. I do personal shout outs for you. Shout out. Wedding shout outs, congratulations, encouragement, birthday shout outs, whatever the occasion is. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And if you missed Punchy TV yesterday, a live episode on Wednesday with Bill, P-U-N-C-H-I-E, with Bill Punchy, P-U-N-C-H-I-E TV. It was amazing. Bill, along with the Anchor Baby, was on fire on yesterday. Podcast Punching and check out Bill. Don't mess with Bill. No, 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 no. Check it out. It was amazing. All right? And don't forget fellowship on Sunday. And don't forget to support us. Go make a donation at just joptalk.com. I want to go back to Crystal. Crystal. Out of Illinois. Crystal?
Yes.
Your testimony about forgiveness is true and powerful. You wouldn't even know what you just said about it had you not done it. People don't know that when you truly forgive by realizing you're wrong for hating, they don't know that you forget. They don't know that the pain of the true person ends. Because the body has already been healed, but your soul wasn't healed because you were unforgiving. You were judging. And for you to know that is a powerful sign that you have forgiven. And all you got to do now is stay present. Do the silent prayer and stay present and watch those thoughts and resist them. When you resist the thought, you resist the temptation. And I promise you, the Father, the light, the healing would take all those thoughts away from you, and they'll have to go and make a home in someone else.
Yeah.
You just stay with it. And you're right. See how you forgave your sister's unwilling to forgive, and according to what you said, now she's going to waste all her money doing counseling for the rest of her life and be miserable. She will never be free. And she will always, Satan and those Satan inside the other people will always remember, oh, you poor lady, you were molested, poor thing, oh, God. And then they're going to blame all men.
Right. And I think that's the beauty of it, though, that at first when I came out of the fallen state, I wanted to start saving people
right? But then I'm like, what am I? Like, then I had to get a reality check where everybody was pushing back. And then that's when I understood, too, where in my fallen state, the last thing I wanted was someone to push their God to me.
Yes.
Or their advice to me.
Yes.
So the best thing that happened to me was suffer. And I don't know, it's crazy to say, but I enjoy suffering because I know that during my suffering, I'm going to learn something or I'm going to get better. And after I'm done suffering, life is great.
Absolutely.
Every time I suffer, I'm like, okay, well, I got to enjoy the ride. Like, I know something's good is going to come out of it. And my husband and I both forgave, like, 7 years ago, our parents, and life has been great for us, Jesse. Like, me and him are one. We're,
right on.
I see him as a father figure, to be honest.
If you want to have real fun in life, be happy with suffering. Rejoice in the time of suffering. That's what real fun is. Real fun is not going out and smoking pot and getting drunk. Real fun is working on yourself.
Yes, Jesse, and I thank you for that. And these biblical questions, still, like, if you just reflect, you have an answer. And I just want to say one last thing.
Let me just say that first. You don't forget your thought, but you're right. Anyone who gets in the way of another person's suffering, pretending that they're helping someone else, is evil. That's an evil person, and that's your enemy. That's why they're getting in the way. They're playing God. They want the thrill for themselves. So you're absolutely right. And in James 1, 2 through 3, my brethren, consider it a cause of great joy whenever you endure various trials. For you know that the testing of your faith will develop perseverance. So you're on the right track, right on.
Thank you. Before I go, I just wanted to say, it can also apply to mine, but just that not to push back on whatever you say, Jesse. Like, sometimes in the beginning when you would say something, I didn't quite understand, but I never dismissed it or said, okay, I'm not listening to you anymore. I just let it go. And I listened where you said, let it go in one ear and out the other.
Yes.
And I did that. And every time I would do that, when I didn't understand something that you would say, it would come back where I would see it clear. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's exactly what he meant. And that's just my advice to people. It's just to everything that you say, if they don't understand, just let it go in one ear and out the other, and God will reveal it later.
Absolutely. When you hear knowledge, don't hold on to the knowledge. Let it go in one ear and out the other. When you receive wisdom, understanding, don't hold on to that. Let it go out, in and out. And all you're going to do is grow in understanding and love, and it'll be amazing. Right on. Amazing!
Okay. Thank you, Jesse. I love you so much, and I love the crew, okay?
Right on. And we love you back. You stay with it, all right?
Yes.
You have made my day.
You made my life already.
Amazing. Stay with it. I love you. Stay with it.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye now. The doors of the church is now open. What the? You got to forgive. You're never going to enter into the kingdom of heaven within or above until you drop the anger, until you forgive. You can read all the books until the cows come home. You can worship Mary. You can have all the saints on whatever, or rabbis or preachers, all the money or poor or whatever. You're never going to have peace, perfect peace, until you forgive. Forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. If people knew what they were doing, they wouldn't be hurting you, and you wouldn't even be hurting yourself. You wouldn't even hurt them, because you would be of love that comes from above. Let me go to Chris out of Florida. Chris, you are on the air.
Oh, how you doing, Jesse?
All is well, Chris.
I just wanted to answer the biblical question.
Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament?
No, there isn't, because God is—he's never changing. He's just—he's the being that gives us love. He's the light and everlasting light. But the nature of mankind remains wicked and unchanged. More, and it's more wicked than ever. And the more that we do for ourselves, and the more what happens is the world becomes corrupt because of it, because we don't put God first.
And if that's true, and I'm not saying it is or not, but why is the God in the Old Testament so mean? He's so mean. He even sent a water and wiped her and drowned everybody out. And then he burned down, according to the Bible, he burned down cities and towns, killing men, women, and children. He even, according to the Bible, he even made a woman. He told her, don't look back, according to the Bible and the teaching of the Bible. Don't look back. And she looked back, and he turned into salt. Why was he so mean?
Oh, I guess people interpreted it wrong. He's love. He basically gave us all warnings before all this.
So why did he treat the people that way?
Why did he treat them that way?
Yeah.
No, actually, it wasn't him. It was the people themselves getting destroyed because they're, you know, listening to the devil. It wasn't, you know, I don't believe God did that. Well, God wouldn't do that to his creation. You know,
I
something
know
else.
What God would do. God would see you through. Amazing. I appreciate that, Chris. And I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Yeah, there's probably a lot more to it we don't know about. That's, you know, they keep rewriting the Bible. So
rest my case. Babe, I appreciate it, buddy. I put my two cents on Sunday. I absolutely appreciate your response to it, though.
All right. Well, have a great day. Thank you.
You too, buddy. Amazing. Why is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and God of the New? Thank you. Let me go to first time caller out of Texas. Let me go to Rap. I think that's right. Rap. Hey, Rap. Are you on mute? Is he old? Oh, okay. Hold on, Rap. I'm going to put you on hold. Derek, let me know if you're ready. You may be on mute. Let me go to Ron out of Texas. Let's see here. Ron, you are on the air.
Hey, Uncle Jesse, how's it going?
All is well, Ron. Amazing.
That's great, great. I just want to do a little Bob or something with you.
Okay. All right.
This is Exodus 12 and 35 for the experts. I know they might want to read along. Now, the children of Israel had done according to the word of Moses, and they had asked the Egyptians for articles of gold and clothing, and the Lord had given the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so they granted them what they requested. Thus, they plundered the Egyptians. So you see here that God is for reparations. How does it feel like being against something God is for, Jesse?
How do you know that? What does reparation mean to you?
Payment for their work, basically.
And so you
and God and God allowed them to get paid for their bondage.
And
this is fact.
And how do you know that's true?
How do I know that's true? Because it's the word of God.
And how do you know that that's the word of God?
Jesse, we're not going to do this, man. Now I want to answer the biblical question.
No,
I just
wanted
how to read
do you
that.
Know that that's the word of God? You said that's the word of God. How do you know that?
Because I know, preacher, that the Old Testament is the word of God.
Right. How do you know that what you read and associated it with reparation, how do you know that that's the word of God? How do you know that?
Because it's the Old Testament.
How do you know that that's the word of God? You're not telling me that.
That's a crazy question, Jesse. That's how you try to trip the conversation. You read from the Bible. How do you know it's the word of God, my brother?
Ron, how is asking you something that you read from the Bible and you associated that with reparation, how do you know that that's the word of God?
Here's my answer. Because it's Exodus 12 and 35,
and
sir.
You read it out of the Bible,
how do you know that? I know it's the word of God.
How?
Period.
How?
Because it's Exodus 12 and 35.
Ron, you read something from the Bible, and you associated it with reparations to justify reparations for the blacks. How do you know?
Now you're trying to act like the Bible is a lie.
Right. I'm going to ask you one more time. How do you know that that's the word of God?
Because it's Exodus 12 and 35, sir.
So are you saying you know it because you read it in the Bible?
Because it's Exodus 12 and 35.
Are you saying you know it because you read it in the Bible?
Exactly. Yes, sir.
So how do you know it's the word of God?
Preacher.
Right.
Aren't you a preacher?
Right.
Yes, sir.
How do you know it's the word of God if it's just because it's from the Bible? Who wrote that?
This is the word of Moses right here.
Who wrote that
Exodus
that you just read?
12.
Who you wrote that you just read about reparations?
Hey, Justin, let me answer the biblical question.
Ron, who wrote that about reparations?
Moses.
And so you think God would want reparations for his people?
It's right here. And listen to the last sentence.
No.
You don't want the word to come out.
Ron, hold on, Ron.
Go ahead.
You think God wants somebody to give you reparations?
It's right here.
That's not what I asked.
They plundered the Egyptians.
Ron.
Yes, sir.
You think God wants somebody to give you reparations?
Yes.
So you think black people should receive reparations?
Yes, according to Exodus 12 and 35.
And you think that from God?
That is from God. come on, preacher.
Amazing.
Come on, preacher.
Scholars don't believe Moses wrote Exodus. Did you know that, Ron?
Right, so stop reading from Exodus, sir.
Scholars don't believe that Moses wrote Exodus 12, but a priestly source known as P, wrote that according to AI.
Who wrote that, sir?
So what have black people done?
No. Who wrote Exodus, sir? Who wrote Exodus?
According to AI, Moses did not write Exodus 12, but a priestly source known as P.
P, okay. All right,
Ron,
cool.
What have black people done that we should still be giving them money?
You know, and I'm to the point, it's not only the form of money. We could bypass the money, just give us tax exemptions, state and federal. That's it. We only pay, black people only make up 8% of the tax.
What have black people done, Ron?
This is a win for the government.
What have black people done, Ron, that we should continue to give them anything free?
Well, I didn't say anything free. I said taxes.
Well,
state and federal.
Why should we? What have they done, Ron, the blacks, that we should give them anything?
Because of their bondage and free labor.
Ron, what have black people done that we should continue to give them anything?
I just told you, bondage and free labor.
And where are you getting that from, free labor and bondage? Where are you getting that from?
We was enslaved, sir.
Where are you getting that from, free labor and bondage? Where are you getting that from?
Well, have you ever heard of freedom dues?
Ron, where are you getting that information from?
I'm getting it from history, okay? Because you got.
Is it in the Bible that black people?
Sir.
Ron, is it in the Bible that black
freedom dues? Indentured servants got freedom dues.
Ron, I appreciate your call, buddy. 888-77 Jesse. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Jim in Alaska.
Hey, Jim.
Let's give Hake $50 a week to show up for his podcast. Winky face emoji.
What an amazing idea. What the, babe?
Alpha.
Amazing.
Alpha and getting paid. Mexico Pal. Been a member for 9 months.
Thank you.
With a cute Jesse Lee Peterson membership sticker that has a baby covering his mouth laughing.
Amazing. Thank you.
In black and white.
I appreciate your support. Thank you so much. In black hair?
In black and white.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Mexico Powell.
Yeah.
Pow Paula.
Yeah.
X Risky X3 gave a star emblazoned coin, shiny one.
Right on. Thank you.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Pastor Chatelet, 111 gold pills on pilled.net. That social media gathering is black excellence.
You can say that again. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Salty old, I'll call it man 70, even though that's not his name. Pardon me. 111 gold pills. Take the belt off your pants and do what their parents failed to do. Whoop their asses.
What the? Where is the love? Thank you.
Three coffees from Sion. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLPTalk.
Hey, Sion.
Good morning, Jesse Lee Hart.
Good morning.
How is you? And hey, how are you feeling? Jesse, tell him to get up off his knees and look for a Korean or a very good Germany or a Jew orthopedic surgeon. The more he waits, the more problem. Trust me, I waited and I kept getting cortisone shots. It made it worse. You don't want to be a beta. I was crying and everything, remember? But I got through it. I know surgery stinks. She didn't say stinks. Especially the MRI machine. I like Dolly Parton's song, He's Gonna Marry Me. Remember the song, Jesse?
He Gonna Marry Me?
Uh-huh.
I don't remember that one, but I do like her music, though. Amazing. I like your advice for Hake. That is really good advice, and I do appreciate that. And we love you, Sion, and I appreciate you. Thank you.
And we'll have to read JV the Great, B, G, Daddy Glove, Daddy Dave, and Brian R. later.
I got to take a break. I can't believe these breaks come so fast. I'll be right back. Hate news,
now,
not the fake news.
I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. Because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have the sex. You don't wanna be angry. You wanna speak up. You wanna disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear, you won't have doubt, you won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you gotta stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness, it's a strength.
is from God. It's his nature.
Crazy mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? It's the end of hour two, Bible Thumper Thursday, y'all. We love the Bible Thumpers if we love anybody, and we certainly ought to all, right? The 3rd of September, A.D., 2026. There's one line open. You can call in and hang on, callers, those of you who are on hold at the moment. And JLP will be right back for hour three to get to your calls, more great stories, and more of your super chats. We do see them and appreciate them. Thank you kindly. It is Hake News, not Fake News. After the JLP show, no Hake, but American Anchor Baby will be live. All right? American Anchor Baby on YouTube and Rumble, as well as on Substack, his podcast afterward up on Substack. Very cool. And if you missed it, catch Bill on Punchy TV, P-U-N-C-H-I-E TV. Nick the American Anchor Baby, co-hosting with Bill a little bit, if you want to call it co-hosting. Very cool. Very interesting news covered on Punchy TV. Nice. On YouTube and as well as on Jesse's platforms. The jury in the Lindsey Clancy murder trial will return today, if they haven't already, after nearly 30 hours of deliberations, according to CNN, Common Nonsense Network. Lindsey Clancy, a former labor and delivery nurse, accused of murdering her three young children in 2023. She does not deny killing her children, but her attorney says she should not be held criminally responsible because she was suffering from postpartum psychosis at the time. The jury has twice now said they cannot reach a unanimous verdict, prompting the judge on Wednesday to urge jurors to keep deliberating. If the jury remains deadlocked, the judge may declare a mistrial, ending the case without a clear resolution and raising the possibility of a retrial, which may be the way to go, honestly, perhaps. Or else some type of plea bargain or something. I don't know. Storms raise flood risks across the multiple states. Tropical depression Edouard, E-D-O-U-A-R-D. It's French. Type of a name. Shout out to the French and the French Canadians, but sorry to the men. Normally storms were named after women only because, you know, women can be storms. Oof, she's a tornado looking for a man to break or something like that. But anyway, more than 20 inches of rain on parts of Texas and dangerous flooding will persist today as that storm moves north. And downed trees and power lines have been reported across several, at least a few, counties. Tens of thousands of homes, businesses without electricity early today. Meanwhile, another round of storms hit in the Northeast, raising fresh flooding concerns as after weeks of wet weather. Severe weather alerts currently stretch across parts of the Midwest, Ohio Valley, Mid-Atlantic, include wherever that is, including Chicago, Milwaukee, Detroit, Baltimore, and Washington, D.C. Very interesting. Or is it Chicago? Very cool. A new Trump coin. Get your Jesse coin and get your Trump coin. Trump $1 coins out of stock hours after going on sale. Probably worth more than a dollar, actually, I guess, huh? New $1 coins featuring President Donald J. Trump's portrait appear out of stock within hours after going on sale through the U.S. Mint on Wednesday. The release marks the first time a living president has appeared on a U.S. coin since 1926. A mission to solve Mercury's mysteries nears arrival after 8 years since launching in 2018. The Beppe Colombo mission has traveled more than 6 billion miles, mind-boggling, on its long journey to Mercury. It's nearing its destination. This is news from Common Nonsense Network. Promising scientists their most revealing look yet at the mysterious planet closest to the sun. So fun. Space is so cool. Make sure you do catch Punchy TV and Hake if and when I ever return. Rome has created a tourist security zone around the Colosseum because there's been some violent crime in Rome, Italy. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jason Lee Peterson Show. Hour three, y'all.
To stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way.
Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, for this week is a doozy, really. And it's encouraging a lot of people to think. And I want to encourage you, do what you want, but you got to pay attention to you. Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament? Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament? An amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around doing whatever it is you're doing, and you just got to run around because we're on different time zones around the world, you can podcast and still listen to the show no matter where you are and what you're doing on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday, and as you know, one of my favorite days, because we love the Bible Thumpers. It is Bible Thumper Thursday.
All right, brother. Are you ready? He's drunk as a badger.
He's drunk as a bastard.
Go ahead. Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you. Go ahead.
Fire! Amazing. God is not an emotional God. God is a dispassionate God. Satan is an emotional small g God for those who love evil. And anyone, you can bank on this. It's a spiritual battle, right? Anyone who's holding on to emotions, to anger, to resentment, to judgment, good feelings, bad feelings, is the devil. Unhappy people. wicked, evil, and cannot be trusted. Be glad to see it, but don't judge. And this I promise you, when you stop being you, you will be free. When you stop being you, you ain't gonna never be free until you stop being you. And you're never gonna stop being you until you go through hell of your imagination, your thoughts, and your emotions. That is hell. You wonder where is hell? It's in you. You are in hell. Emotional people in hell. No love. And this is hell on earth. Inside of human beings. Every emotional, whether so-called good feeling emotion, love feeling emotion, hate feeling emotion, bad emotion, you're in hell. And you're evil. And you're suffering. And that you can depend on and never worry. You got, if you want to go to paradise right here on earth, you got to go through hell. Ain't no way around it. I believe Christ spoke about the depths of hell. And that is in you. It's not outside of you. It's in you. That's why the young people acting the way they're acting, they're just like their parents. And their parents are evil. Their mother and their father are evil. And the kids are acting just like the darkness that they grew up in. Instead of being the light of the world for the children, their own children, they are the darkness of the world for the children. And the children only see darkness in the parents. They see no love. And it doesn't matter what school you send them to, how much money you spend on them, you're of darkness. And they can get all the education until the cows come home. They will still be of darkness. They will be depressed and lonely. It's sad, but they have a degree. They'll get married. They own nice cars or no cars at all, or be like Ron from Texas, want reparations. You deserve reparations. All people in darkness think they deserve reparations. Lost people think that you should give them something because it's not their fault. It's always somebody else's fault because they won't acknowledge that it's their fault inside of them and they won't work on themselves. I want to show you something that's really, really. Do you see now that this is hell on earth and that the hell is inside of human beings? Are you starting to see it by seeing it in yourself first? This is hell on earth. And the earth is contained by hell, by noise, loud voices, and evil acts. It covers the earth. There was a this is from SIL. Some of you may have heard about this guy over there, according to a report, in Staten Island. This happened on August 27, according to a report, 2026. A Staten Island resident survived a lightning strike. He was struck by lightning. Are you going to blame God on this one? Watch this from NBC News. Do you blame God? Watch this.
This is the moment a bolt of lightning strikes a man on New York's Staten Island. Caught on camera, you can see the flash of light. Then resident Thomas Fahmy drops to the ground in agony. Incredibly, he gets back up and walks away, taking shelter inside a resident's home.
Can I come in, please?
Sure, yes, please, come.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Were you hit or
yes?
They say lightning doesn't strike twice.
I hope not.
Today, Fahmy showed us where it happened.
The first thing I first saw was just a white flash.
What did it feel like?
I felt like my feet, I was walking on balloons. It was really, really in pain. Numbing, tingling feeling down there. It was a sensation I have never felt ever in my life.
Fahmy was treated for only minor injuries.
Amazing. Must be the thunder. Lightning. Amazing, huh? I remember as a kid growing up in Alabama, because we didn't have street lights, right? So it was like when it get dark, it was really dark. And when it was storm, you hear thundering and then lightning. I used to wonder, what it feels like to get struck by lightning. But I never heard of anyone. I may have heard of one person growing up getting struck by lightning. What the? There have been 13 lightning related fatalities recorded in the United States this year.
His story of survival after other lightning strikes this summer ended in tragedy, with 13 fatalities recorded nationwide so far this year. On Saturday, Utah resident Steve Matheson was struck by a thunderbolt while jet skiing in Florida, killing the 41-year-old father of four, according to the local sheriff. That death, days after lightning in South Florida, killed 31-year-old Kenya Glasgow and one of her children. Fahmy says he knows how lucky he is to be alive.
That strike of lightning reminded me that life can go in a blink of an eye, in a flash.
Man, Hake is telling me they made us get out of the swimming pool when it started raining because of the risk of because of the risk of electrocution from lightning. So they made Hake get out the pool. Can you hear his mama now? Hake, get out of that pool. It about to rain. Amazing. According to this report, WPLG. My producer, Derek, is telling me people always never stand underneath a tree during a lightning storm. Yeah, people always say don't stand under a tree during the lightning storm. You're right about that, Derek. When I was growing up, they would tell us that too. Do not stand under a tree during lightning. That is so true. WPLG, a candlelight vigil was held Saturday in honor of this mother, her young daughter, who was killed by lightning out of Florida there.
We have people who are walking in right now so that this vigil can get started. But the purpose of it is really to show support to the father, Cameron, and his little girl who's now left without her twin sister. It was on Sunday that, unfortunately and sadly, that Kenya and Kennedy both were killed by lightning Sunday afternoon. First responders tried their best to save the mother and daughter, but it was too late. They were pronounced dead at the hospital. Now, Cameron Glasgow, which is Kenya's husband and Kennedy's father, were steps away when it happened. Cameron told us that he had Kennedy's twin sister, Kensley, with him when lightning struck Kenya and Kennedy. Now, the family of four were rushing into Cameron's aunt's house for dinner, trying to beat the storm at the time. It has been 6 days since, and this tragedy has shaken many in the Margate community to its core, and this includes Cameron. We spoke with him a day after it happened.
And to turn around and see your wife and your daughter there lifeless is even worse. I got the actual aftershock from the ground. By the grace of God, I'm still here. It's going to be tough to lose somebody that I've been with for half my life.
May their soul rest in peace. It's like thunder, lightning. The way I love you is frightening. It's like knock, 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 knock on wood. Thunder, lightning. The way you love me is frightening. I said knock on wood, baby. What a mess. Are you going to blame God for that one? The Lord taketh. No, the Lord giveth. And the Lord taketh. What the? You heard that before? Let me show you one other. This is a sad story, but it's hell on earth. It's hell on earth. And it's going to get worse. You know why? Because they say, oh, it's just mental illness. It's postpartum. They're covering up evil. They're calling evil good. And calling good evil. We had told you about this story where there was this female down in New York, Times Square. And according to a report, she had a couple knives, I believe. And she had stabbed some people. And then she went after the police, according to the story. And they ended up killing her. I believe she was killed. And there was one lady, according to the story, at that in that area. She was just, according to a report, it was like her first day, or she had just returned back to work from maternity leave. It didn't turn out very well for her either. Fox News was reporting that a Bank of America executive who had recently returned to work after maternity leave was fatally stabbed on Monday in New York City's Times Square. NBC New York.
Tonight, we're learning more about one of the victims stabbed in that attack in Times Square from just about 24 hours ago. A bank executive from New Jersey was killed.
It's going to hit this town hard hearing about that.
Tom Reisman and others who live and work in the normally quaint borough of Chester stunned by the attack in Times Square Monday. 32-year-old Aaron Piacenti, a resident of the borough, was killed.
You work all day, you work hard, come home and does not make it home.
Police say Piacenti and a 68-year-old man from Kingston, Rhode Island, were stabbed unprovoked by an emotionally disturbed woman. Shortly after, witness video showing the armed woman identified by police as 49-year-old Pamela Cisneros of Queens in a standoff with police. Officers first tase Cisneros. She eventually comes at them swinging, prompting the officers to fire shots. Cisneros was also killed.
The officers engaged the woman in dialogue for 4 minutes and gave her numerous commands to drop the knives. She told the officers, quote, I'm not dropping anything. I would rather kill both of you.
Amazing, huh? Somebody showed this woman how to swing a knife. She all like this. That's not how you do it. What the? She must not have gone to knife training classes. But may this woman that was killed, may her soul rest in peace. Also, the lady that did it, that was accused of stabbing this woman, may her soul rest in peace. It's all evil. It's all evil. Resident of Chester are mourning the loss and reflecting on the importance of mental health service. NBC New York.
The 49-year-old had a documented history of mental health issues, including an incident in 2018 where she was screaming erratically, and another in 2019 where she threatened to harm herself. Meantime, News 4 learning Piacenti, the deceased victim, was a vice president at Bank of America. The company telling News 4 in a statement, quote, we are shocked and deeply saddened by the tragic loss of our colleague. She was a valued teammate who will be greatly missed. Our hearts go out to her family and all of her loved ones. Back here in Chester.
I mean, you never know. It's, life is
Life is precious and it can end at any time, so make every day count.
Folks in town reflecting on the random nature of the attack as they highlight the need for more mental health services so the random and deadly act that played out in Times Square never happens again.
I mean, mental health is a huge problem and, you know, people aren't interested in funding that. And I think people need help that they're not getting, probably from a very early age.
Amazing. Funding is not going to help mental health, help mental health. Spiritual, spirit will overcome anger, resentment, judgment, and you can overcome mental illness. It's psychological, mental, and emotional, mental. All mentally ill people are emotional people. All of them, no matter what kind of emotions you have. And that's in the mind. And money and raising funds for it is not going to help it. They're getting to the point now where they don't even want to put you in jail for being crazy. And mental ill people are crazy because they're angry. And all angry people are crazy. All emotional people are crazy. They don't have a sound mind. They don't have a clear mind. A dark mind is an evil mind. A criminally insane mind is an angry mind. They sound like they don't want to put Lindsey Clancy in prison for being, and I think according to reports, she admitted to killing her husband's children. And you got angry, evil females and some weak beta male out there trying to defend it. And now, according to the report, the jury can't decide if she's guilty or not, even after, according to the report, she says she did it. What more evidence do you need? Can you imagine them letting Lindsey back on the streets? Raise your hand if you would marry her and make a baby with her. Raise your hand if her husband would stay with her if they don't lock her up. If he does, he deserves what he gets. They have not and cannot, according to the report, decide they want to lock Lindsey Clancy up, who had been accused of killing three of the man's children, and then jumping out the window. You know you're crazy in thoughts. In a room somewhere deep within a courthouse in Plymouth, Massachusetts, the 12 jury in the Lindsey Clancy trial have lost all hope that they will ever reach an agreement. So they're all crazy too then, if this is true. ABC 7.
Jurors are back in the court this morning in the trial of Lindsey Clancy. Now, she's accused of killing her three young children. In fact, admits to doing it, but the defense is also that she was insane. The jury told the judge they were deadlocked yesterday. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
This morning, 22 hours into deliberations, nine women and three men are back deciding whether Lindsey Clancy's actions amounted to murder or madness after telling the judge they couldn't reach a unanimous verdict.
I know there were over 80 witnesses, there were over 300 exhibits, but because of that, I'm going to ask you to go back out, keeping in mind all of the instructions that I gave you, to go out and to continue your deliberations at this time.
The jury is weighing five possible verdicts: guilty of first-degree murder, second-degree murder, or manslaughter, not guilty, or not guilty by reason of insanity. First-degree murder is intentional and premeditated and would send Clancy to prison for life without parole. Second-degree murder is intentional and would carry a life sentence with the chance for parole. If she's found not guilty by reason of insanity, Clancy would be institutionalized.
all people who commit crimes are mentally ill. But that's why they do it. Just think about what's going to happen if they let the heifer get away with this. Every woman that go out and kill is going to be talking about, I was mentally ill. I didn't know what I was doing. Where'd you get that from? Hey.
AI.
Tell me.
I heard that a couple of... And you may have heard this on American Anchor Baby as well. That a couple of the juror member gals were pink.
What?
And the judge did not reprimand them.
Babe!
All this time, you know those ladies who've been protesting and rallying for Lindsay?
Yeah.
They've been wearing pink as a symbol of solidarity with women.
We're
who
evil.
Go through postpartum depression and postpartum psychosis.
Are those the same word that you said?
Same. Same, Lindsay. And so they wore pink, and it, according to the AI, jurors are not supposed to make any signal as to where they stand.
Yeah.
And
they're not supposed to.
And I don't know whether this was a signal as to where they stand, because you can easily just play innocent. No, I just wear pink. But and the defense lawyer was all cute about it. I wear pink myself, said the man.
Well,
hot pink. But yeah, that's crazy.
The world going crazy. It's gonna get worse.
I heard there's like 9 women and like 3 men on the jury.
Well, she out.
Reminds me of like
she
that.
Will go free.
Reminds me of that,
I believe.
The OJ trial jury or something.
Yeah. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. And it's going to get worse because human hearts are wicked. And this is what evil people do. Let me go to Frisk out of Florida. Frisk, you are on the air.
Yes, sir. Good morning. How you doing, Jesse?
All is well, sir. How are you?
All is well. All is well.
Okay.
Yes. Sorry. I had a question yesterday, and you mentioned it before. The devil doesn't know he's the devil.
Right.
And I kind of wanted to know more. Yeah, like, what do you mean by that? How does the devil does not know he's the devil?
All people with anger / resentment, emotion, are the devil. They are evil, and they don't know that they're the devil. They don't know that they're evil. And then when you try to tell the person, you're the devil, you're evil, you're emotional, you're judgmental, they get mad because they have not seen or willing to see and admit that they are the devil. They're evil. Their heart is evil.
Okay. I thought you meant the actual spirit or, like, you know, the fallen angel person.
Well,
like, it doesn't know it's the devil.
Angry people are fallen anger of the devil. They are fallen angels. They're falling away from what is love. They've fallen into hate.
Yeah.
And so they are fallen people.
Oh, because when you said that, it kind of, like, boggled my mind, because it was like, because I was like, if the devil don't know who's he's the devil, then what? Really, who's controlling me, and why am I letting this person, this thing that doesn't know who he is or what it is, control me? That don't make no sense. So it kind of, I wasn't like, you know, too in my head about it. I kind of was glad, because right. Now it's like giving me more of a more clear insight. Like, okay, I'm definitely not going to like fool with the thoughts or whatever, because this don't make no sense.
Yeah.
I do not want to be controlled by something that doesn't know who he is or what it is. So I'm cool off that.
All psychological and emotional thoughts are of the devil. They are evil. They are the devil, and the people identify with them, and they become the devil.
Yeah. Nice. I appreciate that, Jesse.
You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Good to hear from you, man. Stay with it.
Yes, sir.
All right,
yes, sir. I appreciate that. All Thank
right.
you.
You're welcome. Stretch off on pews.net. I'll be right back. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, welcome back. 888-77-53-773. I know I've already, Wilma from Wisconsin, I know I've already thanked you for the gift that you sent us this week. But Wilma, it was so delicious. It was gone and just like that. My staff was like, peace. I almost wish I had taken the whole thing home and just kind of dealt with it. I didn't know they were going to eat it up. Like, and then, I looked around like, what the? I didn't get a chance to have some too, but it was really delicious. Thank you. It was amazing. And the staff loved it too, Wilma, from Wisconsin. We appreciate you. Thank you. The Hake Report, no Hake Report today, but the American Anchor Baby at the top of this hour. The American Anchor Baby from 9 to 11 today. Check him out. He's on fire. And then check out Punchy. Bill did a brand new episode yesterday on Wednesday, every Wednesday at 2 p.m. You can podcast. It was really, really. And let Bill hear from you. It was really amazing. Bill is on punchy.tv, P-U-N-C-H-I-E. And don't forget to like this video. Oh, I think we have a new ad for the corn. The amazing corn. My face is on it. Watch this new ad for the, do we have it ready? Yeah. For the corn, the silver corn celebrating 250 years of America. Watch this.
Hello, hello, Jesse.
Hey, Charles, homeboy.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure talking to you. Oh, yeah, and I put in for my silver corn. I'm looking for it. It should be in the mail. Soon.
Right on, man. Right on. Punchy is on silver corn. Isn't that amazing?
Keep up the good work and tell all your staff I said hello.
I definitely will. Thank you. Here's what hate describes the silver corn.
All thoughts are all lies all the time. Deep, nice relief carving. And people say, that doesn't look like Jesse. It does look like Jesse.
It looked like me to me.
Yeah. I mean, different angles, of course, are going to look weird because it's silver. It's real silver, hand-hewn, stippling, real pretty stuff. Highly recommended. It's both a way to support Bond, and it's a real cool thing to look at and check it out.
And an investment.
Yep. It's worth something, too.
And look, they put my corn next to the Great White Hope.
Yeah.
And no one beat out the Great White Hope but me.
Nice. Yeah, you can see the difference between something nicely, artisanally hand-done versus a clean machine thing. And you can see the relative size compared to pennies and quarters and stuff. So check it out.
Check it out. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop or call 800-411-BOND. And it comes in a, see the little case? Like this. Amazing, huh?
And a whole big old case like this.
Yeah. You'll get it like that in the mail, and this will be in there.
Nice. Oops.
Amazing.
I like to handle it. Although it comes with a white glove, so you don't have to get your grubby fingers on it and tarnish it.
Yeah. You will be happy. We only have a few left now, so we only had 200 and...
Limited edition. 250? Yeah. For 250 years.
Yeah, 250 for the 250 years. Amazing. JesseLeePeterson.shop. Or call 800-411-BOND. All right. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America. And they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. Amazing. Celebrating 250 years of America. I have one other soundbite I want to show you. And this one is the weirdest thing I ever seen. This is weird. What I'm about to show you. Derek tried to explain it to me. But it still didn't make sense. It's pure weird. From the Daily Mail. A 1,700-year-old skull was returned to a gold bust during an ancient Catholic ritual in which a top Vatican cardinal bowed and kissed the relic. Talk about being freaky. This is freaky. What a freak. Watch this from X. Huh?
There's a note.
Oh, you don't have that? But we talked about it this morning in the meeting. According to this report, some Catholic priests, they found this dead skull, a head with nothing on it. He kissed it. What the? Why is this? Why did this man kiss it? What the? What a freak. There it is. What's wrong with the Catholics? What the? They must didn't hear when Christ said, let the dead bury the dead. I ain't got time to be going over there. Did Paul start the Catholic religion? Ask AI. Ask AI since you love AI so much, hate. This guy kissing a dead piece of bone they found from years ago. AI said, no. Oh, the Romans started. Somebody, whoever did it, was out of their mind. A skull is a preserved relic of Saint Athica. Is that a male or a female?
Female.
What? No wonder they kiss it. They're worshiping the female god. What the? A third central model. Mortal killed on February 6th, 251 A.D. from X.
Catholic Church has the entire internet asking, what's going on here? What exactly am I looking at? Okay. Well, I'll tell you what you're looking at. This is the Feast of St. Agatha in Catania, Sicily. One of the biggest religious events in Italy. It all traces back to a 15-year-old girl who lived 1,800 years ago in Sicily named Agatha. She came from a wealthy family and was known for her beauty. At a very young age, she made a vow of virginity for Jesus Christ. What? The Roman governor of Sicily, Quintinius over here, wanted her. He was like, look, I'll give you fame, I'll give you power, whatever you want. And she was like, I got money and I got a man. So he did what any man in power would do. Used the law against her. This was under the persecution of Emperor Decius, where being Christian could get you killed. So instead of having her killed, he arrested her. First, he sends her to a brothel to see if he can break her and change her ways. And she held her own for weeks and said, absolutely not. And that's when the torture began. They beat her, they tortured her, and then he cut off her breasts. She looked at him and said, how could you do this to me? It was the breast of a woman who fed you. Aren't you ashamed? It is said that that night, Apostle Peter came and healed her wounds. The very next day, while torturing her over coals and broken pottery shards, an earthquake happened. Quintinius got scared and sent her back to prison. A few hours later, Agatha prayed, gave her soul to God, and later died. February 6th, year 251. A year after her burial, Mount Etna erupted, and as the lava flowed towards Catania, the people took the veil that covered her body, put it in the lava's path, and stopped the lava. So the story goes. Saint Agatha became the protector of Catania, especially against the volcano.
Amazing. Is that the same guy that was kissing her when he found her head?
No.
That's why he was in love with her? And that's why he was kissing the skull.
Different people.
Oh, it is? Well, why would anybody kiss a skull?
Well, I happened to listen to your producer tell you about this, and it's an act of veneration, to venerate.
Oh, they put vinegar on it before you kissed it?
I don't think it's related to vinegar. It's related to paying homage or homage.
To a dead skull?
To the woman who owned that skull as part of her body.
But she's not in there.
Way back in the day.
She's not even there.
I know, but it's a symbol.
Of what? Being crazy?
Not for him. It's a symbol of piety and faith and miraculous healing.
Insanity.
But not for him.
It is insane. He kissed his skull.
So.
He's insane.
I don't think he thinks so.
Why? Ain't no common sense going to tell you to go out and dig up some skull and kiss it. It sounds like those voodoo people.
No, the skull had already been dug up long ago. They had to remove the skull from this thing so that they could restore this container. And then they were going to put it back in the container that they had restored.
So they're going to kiss it.
And they wanted to do a nice ceremony and be respectful.
And then the same with people who kiss feet.
Like the woman who had been very sinful and she kissed Jesus' feet. It's not like what you're thinking, I guess.
Oh, God, what's going on?
Why are you making me defend this?
The story is interesting how the guy really wanted her.
Yeah. So
it sounds like today's people. And not, human beings have been the same forever.
Indeed.
Evil people. Olivia is out of Maine. Olivia, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Olivia. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I used to date a girl named Olivia when I lived in Indiana.
I know. You tell me that every time I call.
You remind me of her. At least you named us.
Yes, I understand that. So it's been so long, Jesse, and I just wanted to call in. And it really probably doesn't have anything to do with the show, but you used to say all the time that, like, normal people, nice people, are just like, you know, the evil people that we judge, like pedophiles and rapists and killers and things like that. And I never really understood what you were talking about. But in, you know, in having children and seeing how I am with my own kids, it has made me understand that just as like a person that like rapes a person kind of takes something away from them, when I am the way that I am with my children, I'm like taking their innocence away from them. I'm sorry, I'm not going to get emotional, but I'm
No, that's fine. Let it flow through. Let it pass through.
I just want to thank you, Jesse, because I do fully understand what you mean now. And we want to judge people for whatever we think that they're doing. And it is helping me to understand, like, looking within myself. No, I'm not a pedophile, and I hope I will never be a killer, but I'm just as evil as those people because of the way that I can
absolutely
talk and treat even my children and my husband. And it just, thank you for that. So I just wanted to call and say that. And then it's a total side note, but yesterday when I watched the show, you were showing clips about Indiana and like the what happened there.
Oh, Gary, Indiana.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I live here in Maine, and a couple years back, we were out of power for 10 days during Christmas. And I don't know if anybody knows a whole lot about Maine, but it is freezing cold here during the winter. And we didn't have any stories written about us. Nobody, you know, came and asked us any questions. We kind of just shoved on and got it done. And, you know, people helped each other, I'm sure. But, you know, you just have to survive those kinds of things because,
yeah,
you know, we don't really know what's going to happen. But
yeah,
I thought it was really hilarious you showing those clips of those people saying that they were overcoming, like, we're going to get through it. And I'm like, you do have to get through it. So, I, you know, just to end on kind of a lighter note. But I just thank you so much, Jesse, for everything that you do. You touch, I know you know you touch people's lives, but just, I've been listening to you for years. I started when I was just, a single lady out there. Well, I had a boyfriend, but we're now husband and wife, and we have two children together, and it is a beautiful world, and I just need to live in the present to understand that God is working through me, and everything doesn't happen overnight, but just like it took me years for that statement that you made to reveal itself to me, everything is revealed in time. And, I hope I don't run out of time before I have it all revealed to me.
And you won't. Don't even think about that. Just stay present. Forget. Don't. Even when ideas from the past come, let it pass, or the future, you just stay present. You haven't seen anything, Olivia. It gets clearer and better and easier and amazing. Stay with it.
Yes, thank you so much, Jesse. I love you guys. I love everybody. Thank you so much. I know you just said that we don't love, which we don't love, but God loves us.
Right.
God loves us. So.
But now that you understand, you as an individual know what love is, you're starting to know. When you say I love to someone, now it's a different kind of love. It's not that emotional love that is hate. You know what it means now.
I do. I'm starting to figure it out. And
yes,
you are so right about that. All humans, including myself, we are just so wicked and evil, and we don't even know it. Like,
right.
Oh my gosh, I wanted to ask you one more question if I have time. I'm so sorry.
Yes.
So, in the Bible, like, I don't know if the Bible is metaphors, like, if it really was, like, the way that all the stories, I don't know if they're, like, actual metaphors, but, like, I was just thinking about, and I don't remember the people's names because I'm not really knowing the Bible like that, but
right.
It's a person that Jesus made him see. I don't remember it. I think it was just a person on the street.
The blind man,
and,
yes.
Like, yeah, yeah. So I don't know if he was actually blind. Like he might have been able to see. He was walking around, maybe, but he, like, Jesus opened his eyes to be able to really see, like, through the eyes that God gave us. Like,
yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
we're all walking around. You know how now you can see, you start to see a little bit, and it's going to get brighter, right? But you can see, right?
Sort of, yeah.
That's the same thing.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Like, all these things are so, it's crazy. Like, I just can't believe it. Okay, I'm taking too much of your time. I really
Jesus always spoke about the spirit. He was in the spirit. He spoke of the spirit. And he spoke of the spirit that's inside of us. But human beings always applied to the physical, the outer, instead of looking within. I notice in fellowship sometimes if I bring up an analogy or something, right away the people think it's physical. They don't realize I'm speaking spiritually.
Correct.
Inward miracles happening.
Because we are the Holy Spirit. Like the Holy Spirit is us, but we don't like live through the Holy Spirit. Like we're just living through the bodies that are here on earth and we're not living the way that we're supposed to be living.
But like, you're on the way now. Stay with it. Watch. And don't be upset about what you see about yourself because you haven't seen anything yet. The hell that dwells in all of us is deeper than what you even think. It's worse. It's bad. But go through it and rejoice, meaning don't be angry, don't worry, don't be afraid, and you will reach the kingdom of heaven within while you're living.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Oh,
just stay with it.
Well, I'm going to go back to washing dishes now, but I appreciate everything that you do.
Right on. And you are at another caller call earlier. You and the young lady that called earlier are examples of women who are working on themselves. They are over. Mm-hmm. Crystal. Yeah, Crystal. Shout out, Crystal. You are an example of women who are working on themselves spiritually are starting to overcome evil. And so you're definitely a good example. You're in the light. Stay in it. You'll be fine, and it will get brighter, and you'll become free. All right? So just stay with it.
Okay.
Oh, Liberty, I gotta amazing to hear from you. Say what?
Oh, it was so good to talk to you. I got to reread Rage to Responsibility because I remember the first time I read it, and I need to really get back into
right on
into that, because he's black, man.
He's black.
The blacks. He's black. Okay.
Stay with it. Good to hear from you, Olivia.
You too, Jesse. All have right. A great day.
You too.
Right bye-bye.
Amazing. My book, From Rage to Responsibility, you can get it at jesseleepeterson.shop. All right. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Big Daddy Dave, another happy September, Jesse. Shout out to all the single moms and baby Jessica's daddy.
Everybody, but shout out to baby Jessica Daddy. Do you remember when it was September? My eyes are with you. Amazing. Happy September. Amazing. Indeed. Thank you.
JV, the Great Three Coffees, biblical question.
What? Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament?
No, God never changed. The only thing that changed was his word became flesh in Jesus Christ.
Amazing. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Brian R. has been a member for 5 months on JLP YouTube channel. Still no on the BQ. Do you? Is God different from the Old Testament to the New Testament?
Oh, okay. Thank you. Amazing.
Hebrews 1:1-2 states that God previously spoke to the people through the prophets, but has now spoken to humanity through his Son.
Amazing. I'll put my two sisters in on Sunday. Thank you at the fellowship. Amazing.
Rick P. pointing at your shirt saying, does Jesse work at Amazon now?
Amazing.
Looks like an Amazon delivery driver t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Or a polo shirt.
Amazing.
A little bit.
Everybody but baby Jessica's daddy. Thank you.
It is a black job, right? Black jobs. Shout out.
At Amazon?
Yeah.
It seems like a number of the drivers were either black or Mexican.
Yeah. Sean.
Thank you.
Sean G. Come on, Hank. Get better. On Cash App.
Come on, Hank. And the anchor baby was like, don't worry about it, hey. Take your time and get back. No rush.
Gabriel, Gabriel and Coffee complaining, begging Nicaraguas like Ron, make me want to enslave the blacks again. No, Ron, no, not seriously, ha. I can hear you whining from here over my joke. I love you, but quit B-wording. He didn't say B-word. He spells it all the way out. You can check it out on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. It makes you sound book broken and weak. What? Thank you, Gabriel.
I can't. I understand it, but I don't know why Ron won't drop that. He's sounds like he's older now, too, but he won't drop it. But I understand he can hold on to it. That's what he wants. That's the life he wants for himself. Amazing. I wish him well.
And Mrs.
Thank you.
Mrs. Terry on Buy Me a Coffee. Lindsay Clancy got all the witches doing the little mass hysteria. Lord, what's wrong with the women? She asked.
They're going crazy. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. What the? Thank you.
32 coffees from someone and some lemonade as well. Hope you're well, Jesse.
Thank
Smiley.
You. I appreciate that. All is well. And thank you for your support, too. I appreciate it.
And thank you, guys. Shout out to the Rumble crew. You're always supportive, as well as the Pilled.net crew and the YouTube members. Thanks, y'all.
Amazing. Thank y'all. Wow.
And thank you, guys. I do believe I'm often mistaken, but I think that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Wow. I appreciate your support. These 3 hours gone again. What the? Stay with it, folks. Really, those men and women who want to overcome evil, forgive your mothers and your father for not protecting you from your mother. Judas Silent Prayer, revealingtheman.com/silentprayer, so you can stay present. Stay in the light 24 hours a day. He says, stay in the light. Don't cease from staying in the light. And I promise you, the light would do it for you. It would really change your whole life for the good. Renew your mind, cause you to see, and most of all, you, male or female, no matter the color, no matter how angry or what you've done or are doing, you will have love, and the love will set you free. And this I promise. Not because of me, but because of the one who made all of us. And the Son that came and gave us the message and pointed us back to the Father through forgiveness. You're never going to be free. I don't care what you do until you forgive. I'm out of time. The American Anchor Baby is coming now. Stay with and to the call of Rick out of Virginia, William out of California, Troy from Maine, Tyler, from first time call out hour. I'm out of time. I don't know where the time went. Call me tomorrow if you like. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer. And I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hoop and hollering, or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Check out Punchy's car.